male supremacist attitudes among Christian leaders. I had a radio interview recently that was about as interesting, revealing, and extreme as they come concerning male supremacist attitudes from a Christian perspective. I was asked to field questions and comments ranging from, "Are you submitted to your husband? Do you agree with the Bible that he is your head?" Most women are angered by the fact that their men are weak and possessed by them, and they end up destroying men. Women tend to control men, and men become violent because they do not know how to handle this. Whew! Well, all I can say is thank God for His grace in giving me complete peace and composure throughout that interview. The interview absolutely validated observations I had made in the book Woman Submit in the chapter entitled The Eve Syndrome, concerning the fact that abusive men can be traced back to the Garden of Eden, where we see Adam behaving abusively towards his wife, with no inclination whatsoever to take personal responsibilities for his own actions. It also validates my conclusion that the scripture in Genesis that says, "And he shall rule over thee," does not teach that Adam was given authority over his wife as a reward for his sin, but rather was merely stating the fact that one of the consequences of his sin would be that his behavior would change in the fact that he would become very dominating towards his wife, even abusively in some instances. The centuries have proven this to be true. For more information on this subject, visit womansubmit.com. If you would like to learn how to be a more compassionate and biblical supporter of battered women, please visit the dorcasnetwork.com. That's DORCAS network.com.